Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, January 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. When Joe Biden is sworn in as the new U.S. president on January 20th, Democrats will have control of the White House as well as both houses of Congress for the first time in more than a decade. That could mean significant policy shifts, including many that'll affect your personal finances. Near the top of the list, the possibility of additional stimulus payments.
This is definitely something people are paying very close attention to. There was a lot of drama late last year when the House passed a bill for stimulus payments to increase to $2,000, but it ultimately ran out of time and faced a lot of opposition in the Republican-controlled Senate.
Our personal finance team has been keeping tabs on the likelihood of more stimulus money for Americans and other potential changes that could affect American savings, retirement accounts, student loans, and taxes. Editor Bray Lamb will join us to break it all down after the break. Next week, Democrats will take control of the White House and Congress while the country is still in the grips of a pandemic. Joe Biden and Democratic legislative leaders have promised more financial relief for Americans, but how likely are Biden's policies to get through Congress and become reality? Our personal finance editor, Bray Lamb, and her team have been tracking this, and she joins me now to discuss. Bray, thanks for being here.
Thanks, JR.
So Democrats will have control of the White House and all of Congress for the first time in more than a decade. They've had control of these two branches of government before. What makes this time different?
I think this time it's the composition of their control, right? So we know that they have a narrow margin of control. And so even with the control of the White House and Congress, which will make Joe Biden's legislative agenda much easier to pass, they will still have to convince the moderates. They still will have to make sure everybody supports whatever legislation they're trying to do for personal finance. And there's, you know, quite a few different things with different support from different people. And so I think this narrow lead makes it a little bit different this time in terms of the ambition of their legislative agenda.
Okay, so let's start with stimulus payments. That's on a lot of people's minds. You know, after a lot of debate, most Americans got $600 a few weeks ago. But is there any more stimulus likely to be approved?
So on stimulus checks, this is definitely something people are paying very close attention to. There was a lot of drama late last year when the House passed a bill for stimulus payments to increase to $2,000, but it ultimately ran out of time and faced a lot of opposition in the Republican-controlled Senate. But last week, Senator Chuck Schumer said that this is one of the first moves that Democrats will make, which is to pass legislation authorizing $2,000 payments to Americans. And this is something that they are going to be seeking once they take control of Congress. So I think this is interesting in two ways. One is many people have wondered, and it's still an open question, whether he means a full $2,000 payment or $1,400. Seeing that Americans already have gotten $600. And so that's an open question. Another very interesting point that my colleague Rich Rubin makes is that a lot of upper income households who haven't received money in the previous two rounds could get a partial payment due to the income limits. And so if the income limits are the same or even if they change, that could qualify some higher income households for a partial payment.
And, you know, along with stimulus checks, the suspension of federal student loan payments has freed up money for Americans to use and to pay their bills and to stay afloat. But that expires at the end of January. Any word on that being extended?
Yes. So this is a question, I would say, of the personal finance questions we get just on social media. This is a question at the top of people's minds. When the pandemic started, Secretary Betsy DeVos suspended student loan payments and also interest. And the student loan repayment and interest suspension doesn't require Congress to act. It can be done by executive action. It also can be done by the new education secretary. And as of the end of last week, the Biden administration transition team officials have said that Joe Biden will be directing the Department of Education to extend the pause on both payments and interest. So as of right now, the suspension of interest and the suspension of loan payments have been extended through January. So to January 31st, and the collection on defaulted student loans is suspended too. So right now, I think with the signaling from the Biden administration and the transition team, we can expect these provisions to continue as soon as they take office.
All right, now a whole other issue is student loan forgiveness, which Joe Biden talked about quite a bit in the campaign. What's the prognosis on that?
This is something that a lot of people are really looking forward to hearing about, which is when Mr. Biden was running for president, part of his proposal, part of his agenda for education included forgiving $10,000 of federal student debt. And there was no details at the time on how he would do that. Now, a lot of people, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, has said that this can be done by executive action in terms of legalities. But Mr. Biden has said in an interview with the Washington Post that he was unlikely to use executive action for student loan forgiveness. And he seemed to strengthen this sentiment in his transition briefing last week, where he signaled that he would support Congress in immediately canceling $10,000 of student debt per person in response to COVID. So I think that we could look forward to his support in rallying Congress to forgive student debt, but that he won't be doing it via executive action. Now, one thing to note about Congress is that this is going to be a hard issue to pass because many Republicans and even many moderate Democrats say that debt cancellation disproportionately helps higher income households. So that is something that is going to be a hard thing for the Democrats to pass. But perhaps with Mr. Biden's support, this has a better chance of passing.
You know, the stock market is up, but in terms of people's personal finances, a lot of Americans are still struggling. And a big component of the CARES Act passed last March was to allow people to draw from the retirement accounts penalty-free. Is that likely to continue?
So I think that depends on what we see from the economic data in the months to come in terms of the jobs report, in terms of the way people are withdrawing. And also, I think we have to watch for a lot of economic indicators to see if a new stimulus bill is passed, whether they will extend some of these provisions in the CARES Act. And so in the CARES Act, you could withdraw as much as $100,000 penalty-free from retirement accounts. And as of November, our excellent retirement reporter Ann Turgeson, she reported that around 5% of people who were eligible to take money out through this provision had done so. So that's up from typically 2% who take hardship distributions in a regular year. So I think people have been tapping their retirement accounts for emergency cash, but it's not as many as a lot of people feared.
And Congress has been working on a much broader bill that encourages retirement saving. What's in that bill, and is it likely to pass?
I think that bill is likely to pass in the next 2 years. Some of the provisions in this bill include when people have to start withdrawing from 401ks and IRAs. It would increase to 75 from 72. Also, some measures about required distributions for people who have less than $100,000 in their retirement accounts. Also, allowing employers to do something for people who are paying back both student loans and trying to save for retirement at the same time. So the SECURE Act took a long, which was the last big bipartisan bill to pass about changing retirement measures. That took a long time to pass through the Senate. And with Democrats in control of Congress and bipartisan support already for this bill, it's likely to pass a little bit quicker, even though for Congress, that might still mean a couple of years. But we're not expecting to see that many changes to this bill because the proposal already has so much support.
Okay. And finally, Joe Biden's tax plan was a cornerstone of his campaign. Tax increases for some, tax cuts for others. Is that likely to get through Congress?
The thing that most people have focused on in terms of Joe Biden's tax proposal is raising taxes on high-income households. And the definition of high-income here would mean those taxpayers with more than $400,000 of taxable income. And he's proposing raising that rate to 39.6% compared with 37% right now. And so he's also proposing some tax cuts for lower-income groups, such as the child tax credit and some tax credits for renters and first-time home buyers. So I think right now there is support from the Democrats to do this, but it will really come down to moderate Democrats, I think, in terms of whether something like this could pass. There's also some attention being paid to the SALT cap of state and local taxes. And so with the 2017 overhaul, I think we can look for some signs from the Biden transition team or the Biden administration whether this will be part of his 100-day agenda. I think it is expected by a lot of people that taxes is going to be pretty high on his list of things to do. We'll have to wait to see if that bears truth.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance editor Bure Lam. Bure, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.